Welcome back. You're listening to the News at One. Politics is waking up after the long summer slumber with the return of the Dáil next week. But before that, the main political parties are having their annual think-ins, gatherings to prepare themselves for the period ahead. Today, it's the turn of Fine Gael, which is holding its gathering in Tullamore in County Offaly, from where our political correspondent Paul Cunningham joins us. Paul, what are the big ideas emerging at this think-in?
I think that there's sort of three sections to it, really. There's the immediate one, which is the budget coming up and Fine Gael wanting to sort of articulate a view that when it comes to budgets, it's always looked after carers, older people, children, working families at a time of cost of living crisis, and that they're going to do it again. So some budget ideas on who will be the recipients of the largesse. In the second sense, they want to prioritise what time they have left in this government. And what we're hearing is that they want to prioritise housing, law and order and migration. So themes that we've over the past 4 years, but they're going to try and achieve more in the time that there's left. And then there's the beginnings of talk of policies that may be used anytime there's a general election. So one of the big ones being trailed is the question of childcare. And that's interesting because both Fianna Fáil and the Green Party have also spoken about childcare in recent weeks. Today it's Fine Gael's chance. And you get the sense that while the coalition continues to operate in a unified fashion, at the same time, these individual parties are trying to put out their wares to voters, you know, have a little bit of identification themselves. So it's a tricky little job. Fine Gael's in the middle of it now.
And yesterday, Paul, we had the Apple tax ruling, €14 billion, which the government says won't affect budget arithmetic. But it is something over which the opposition will be anxious to make hay. Is it almost becoming a headache for the government now?
It's certainly a tricky political issue, and they're very careful on it. The first thing they're trying to do is to talk about how this was a legacy case. This related to arrangements made way back in the 1990s, and they're having to deal with it now. And then the second thing they're trying to do is to say decisions in relation to how that money is going to be spent is going to be for the next administration, because they don't have a plan, and they are just going to begin consultations and considerations once the money lands in the Irish Exchequer, but that could be months away. So to a certain extent, they're trying to push back about the reasons into the distant past, and they're trying to push into the future in relation to how the money is going to be spent. I don't think that's going to work completely. People will want to know what's going to happen to €13 or €14 billion. So they are going to have to answer those questions. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, the Fine Gael leader, he's due to speak to the media shortly and answer some of them now.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. That's Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent in Tullamore.